This chazar is a chenish from Sabachi Cheskel Shlag and Ram Yehuda Mesech the Shabbos Daf Dalad. The last daf brought the question of Rabbi Bar Abaye, and the Gemara repeats it over here. There we know that there is an issur derabbanon of removing dough that is baking from the side of an oven, from inside an oven. So the question that Rabbi Bar Abaye asks: if someone put dough in an oven to bake on Shabbos, if he lets it there and once it bakes, he'll be chayiv a chatos if it's done b'shoigeg. So the question is, if he realizes that he put the dough in after he already put it in, and he could remove it before it bakes, and in that way save himself from being chayiv, could it be over the gzeir derabbanon of removing the dough from an oven on Shabbos or not? Whether Rabbanon goes over there, even though it will lead to him being chayiv with the raisa or not? Rav Acha bar Abaye asked Ravina, what's the case over here? If the case is that he's a shoygig throughout, that he doesn't remember it's Shabbos when he puts it in the oven, and he still is a shoygig and doesn't remember that it's Shabbos, then how is he even asking, ooh, should I take it out? I'm going to be over. If he doesn't remember it's Shabbos, he doesn't remember it's Shabbos. He's not asking such a question. If the case is that he forgot it was Shabbos when he put it in, but now he remembered that it was Shabbos before it actually baked, and that's why he wants to take it out, the problem with that is we learned in the Mishnah that if someone remembers before the full malacha is done, then he wouldn't be chayav echatas, even if it ends up being done. The only way he's chayav echatas is if he forgets that it's Shabbos from before, throughout the entire malacha. So in this case, he would, if he remembered the middle, he would not be chayav echatas. So what's the question? Why do Rabbi V.S.? Or maybe we can have him be over the Rabbanan and prevent him from being chayav achatos. But there is no chatos here altogether. If you're going to tell me the cases where he put it there b'mezid, and he knew it was Shabbos, and he still put it there, and now his question is he wants to remove it before he becomes chayav, in that case he'd be chayav skila. He wouldn't be chayav achatos. And Rabbi V.S. asked the question that could he prevent himself from being chayav achatos, which means it's not a case of mezid. So Rav Shila said the case is really where he was a shoygig. And what does that mean? It means someone else saw what happened. Someone else wants to remove it to prevent the first person from being chayav achatos, because he doesn't even realize the first person where it's still Shabbos. But this other person wants to remove it. And the question was, could we allow him to be over a drabbon to save the other person from being chayav achatos? Rav Sheshi doesn't like that. He says, because how would we tell someone to be over a drabbon to save someone else from Yisrael Daraisa? Rav Ashi therefore says the case is taka that he was amazed and changed the words of Rabibi's question to mean that could he now be over the Rabbanan to save himself from being over the rice of amazing and save himself from being over skila. Mishnah said, Pasha to Anias Yodai. Murray asks all these cases in the Mishnah whereas the Akira was done from a hand or the Hanacha was done into a hand. So why would it be Chayev? We need an Akira to be from a place which is 4x4 Tvachim and a Hanacha to be onto a place which is 4x4 Tvachim. So in the case of the Mishnah where it's always from or into a hand, why would it be Chayev at all? The rabbi said the Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says you don't need a place of 4x4 for the Akira, the Hanacha. Where do we know this from? The Shita of Rabbi Akiva. We know from what he says in the Mishnah. And there in the Mishnah he says if someone throws from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid when there's a Rishus HaRabim in between, so Rabbi Akiva says he's Chayiv because flying through the airspace is as if it landed. Now, even though it's as if it landed, it's not as if it landed on a place which is 4x4. This Kluta is not a true Hanukkah on a Mokam Dalad al-Dalad. And therefore you see the fact that Rabbi Akiva says he's Chayiv, it must be that he holds that a Hanukkah doesn't need to be on a place which is Dalad al-Dalad. And therefore the same thing by us in the Mishnah, he holds that the Hanukkah doesn't need to be in a place which is Dalad al-Dalad, and that's why he must be the Tana of a Mishnah who holds that you don't need the Hakira al-Nocha on a Mokam Dalad al-Dalad. The Gemara asks that most, all we can prove from Rabbi Akiva is that he doesn't require a Hanocha to have a place of Dalad al-Dalad, because that's what he would be Chayav for, that Kluta would be the Hanocha. But we don't know that he would allow an Akira, that he would consider an Akira that's not coming from a place of Dalad al-Dalad to be a full Akira, and therefore there's no Raya how do we know that Rabba's right? There's no Raya that Rabbi Akiva would agree with our Mishnah, would be the Tana of our Mishnah, that an Akira and the Hanocha both don't need a place of Dalad al-Dalad. Rav Yosef therefore said that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rebbe. Where do we find this Shita of Rebbe? Now, it can't be in a Braisa where he says if someone throws something in Rishus HaRabim and it lands on a branch or a peg coming out of a wall, that's called a Hanocha, because the reason that he holds that way over there is explained by a baya, that we're talking about a branch that is part of a tree, obviously, and therefore, since the tree is a Mokam Dalad al-Dalad, Rebbe holds that the branch goes bust of the tree, and therefore, it also is considered a Mokam Dalad al-Dalad. But otherwise, who says that he would hold that less than Dalad al-Dalad is enough of a place for Hanocha or an Akira? Rather, it's Rebbe in another Braisa where he says if someone throws from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Rishus HaYochid in between, so Rebbe says he's Chayiv, and the Gemara explains that Rav and Shmuel both say that he's actually Chayiv for, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that Rebbe says Yechayev for two. Yechayev from when it goes from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's as if it landed there. And then it's like there was an Akira from Rosh Hashanah Yochid and went back into the next Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that's why Yechayev two. So you see that there was a Hanocha and an Akira, even though it's only been flying through the air, which is Kluta, which is like a Hanocha and an Akira on a place which is less than Dalar Adalar. And still you see that Rebbe holds Yechayev out the Hanocha, Yechayev out the Akira. So you see that he holds a Hanocha and an Akira, does not need to be on a place which is Dalar Adalar. Mariesto, that Rav and Shmuel, we learned that Rav and Shmuel both say that Rebbe only is chayiv in this, is mechayiv in this case where the Yeshus HaYochid has a roof over it. When it has a roof over it, we look at the entire, as if the entire structure is completely filled to the roof. And that's why it could be he holds that Hanocha of Kluta and that Akira of Kluta is considered like it's mamish has landed, because it looks like we consider the house as if it's totally full. And therefore, the whole, it's considered as if it landed on a place of Dalad Dalad, and it was from a place of Dalad Dalad. But Stamazoi, he may hold that when it's not Dalad Dalad, it's not a good Hanoch, it's not a good Akira. So he can't be the Tana of our Mishnah. You can't say that our Mishnah is talking about a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that has a roof, because a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with a roof, it does not have a dinner. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim still left with the question, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? We'll pick up tomorrow.